Good morning. Welcome to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff, and I'm here every Wednesday morning on 1150 AM KKNW. The Western Washington area is very lucky to have this radio station, and of course it's broadcast all over the world by internet, and now it's on YouTube, I understand. So the point of this show, the reason I do this radio show, Dental MD, is because dentists do participate in the overall health of your body. And I like to, as a holistic dentist, I like to help people to broaden their view of what dentistry is. It doesn't mean that when you go to a mainstream dentist that they have this view, but if you have this view, then you can listen to what dentists say and understand a little bit more about what the overall impact is on your entire being. Today's show is on consciousness and healing. And when you approach any health problem from the point of view that what you're, how you're vibrating, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, affects the trajectory of your illness, that does make a difference. If you believe that that's true, then just opening your mind to that possibility and allowing that possibility to be with you throughout the entire process of your illness, from the point where you find out you have the problem all the way through where you're getting second opinions and making choices about what you want to do about it and maybe mitigating symptoms if it's enough to interrupt your life or slow you down, and all the way to the point of complete healing. And even those of us in the alternative community, a lot of us know this is, or know this to be true in our, you know, deepest knowingness of our belief systems, because, you know, what else is it? If you don't have proof, then it has to fall ultimately under belief system. But if you allow your belief system, or your reality bubble, it's now sometimes called, to be somewhat malleable, so that new information that, you know, enlarges your reality bubble or opens you to more possibilities, or to even considering more possibilities, then that's a good thing. That way it doesn't become dogmatic and limit you. It's, you know, I encourage people to adopt a reality bubble that includes provisions and clauses in your mind that allow you to enlarge it and shift the shape of it to, you know, broaden it and open you to more possibilities, rather than have it be, you know, something you live inside as a safety bubble that protects you from any new ideas. So as you go through that, you find out you have a problem, an illness, whatever it is, and as you go through the process of learning about it and, you know, what to do about it and mitigating symptoms and all of that kind of thing, sometimes we forget at certain points in that process that our thoughts and feelings and beliefs and opinions and judgments and preconceived ideas and all of those things that are lurking underneath, waiting to be revealed, they may get in the way of you remembering that ultimately it's how you're vibrating that, it's kind of the steering wheel on your movement through the process of solving the problem and going forward in your life. Now, consciousness and healing, a lot of times this whole way of thinking about things can backfire, especially when that happens, and it's not really the fault of these concepts. It's the fault of misunderstandings about these concepts, where the very fact of getting some kind of ailment or having an injury or having something malfunction, an organ in your body malfunction, whatever it's doing, that somehow your consciousness caused it, something you were doing or thinking or feeling, you know, and it's not just that you understand that that is a factor in the genesis and trajectory of the episode for you, but that you are not just accountable in a general way for your the events in your life, but people conflate that with blame and fault. And that's one of those things that lurks under the surface where we have things misdefined in our vocabulary. So sometimes when you have an ailment, people who mean well and who are, you know, embracing consciousness and healing may try to make you feel as though you are at fault for your own downfall and whatever it is, the illness, the injury, the malfunction of an organ, whatever it is, that somehow something you did or didn't do is the cause directly of your problem. And so if you would just open your mind and quit being closed and, you know, think these thoughts more correctly or more consistently, then that wouldn't have happened to you. And it's kind of your own fault for not being as conscious as, you know, maybe that person telling you this thinks they are, just because that particular ailment hasn't happened to them in their life, probably yet. But anyway, I just want people to understand that this, you've got to look really closely at that kind of backfiring of these concepts, because if you embrace that that kind of fault and blame idea, it can make it so that people just sort of like give up on the whole idea of that our consciousness has an impact on how things go for us, including our health. I really believe that part of the things that happen to us and our bodies in our lives is part of something. I mean, this is my belief. There may be some people out there listening that don't have the same belief about this, and that's fine, and others who do. But I believe that we sort of look from the between lives place and make some choices about, you know, who our parents are going to be, where we're going to be born, what sort of body we might have, what gender we might come into. And in addition to that, some things about some events that may occur in our lives that we've pre-planned in order to have certain experiences, and how we navigate our lives when those things happen is up to us and free will choice once we're here and have these bodies and have these experiences. I think it's very unfortunate that most of us do not remember making these decisions, but that's why I say it's part of my belief system that we do have that opportunity. And so some of the things that befall us may be part of kind of a contract that we agreed to ahead of time. And I also believe we can break these contracts, but usually it doesn't occur to us to do that, and we're just going along merrily and really have no idea that something is about to happen that we agreed to but could have modified maybe. I really don't know. That part of my operating theory is still in development, but I do think consciousness is something that we need to continually broaden and unfold and be more and more inclusive of all of the things in our lives. So as you're going through a process of a health issue, just sometimes when you're in getting those second opinions and finding out more details about what the issue is with your health or your teeth, in the case of going to the dentist, you might temporarily find yourself suspending your way of looking at everything and sort of adopting the philosophy of the person talking to you, especially if they're standing and wearing a white coat with a stethoscope around their neck. We've sort of been preconditioned and trained to suspend our own way of thinking and listen in a way that's very open and if there's anything hypnotic about what they're saying, it's going to have some inroads into your way of thinking about your ailment. And some of the hypnotic effects have to do with how they emphasize things they're saying, certain words that are used or repeated. That's just how our society is, and it's not the doctor or nurse's fault necessarily. I'm not saying it never is, but probably isn't. And it just has to do with the way they're trained as well. They see you walking in, and they are already preparing how they're going to say something to you to have the biggest impact on you so that you will go along with whatever it is they are recommending for you. Or if they're giving you choices, they're limiting your choices to the things that they think are, you know, the choices that will be in your best interest, usually. But it's really important to arm yourself with a strong desire to remember your own basic philosophy and your own knowing about how your consciousness and vibration affects your trajectory of your illness and your journey to find out all the things you need to know about it so that you can proceed with whatever you need to do to resolve it. So consciousness affects everything all the way along. And it's important to try to remember that throughout the process. There may be points during the process where you kind of suspend that and don't realize you're doing that. So today's show is going to be about consciousness and healing. And I'm going to talk about some of the ways that people use to raise their vibrations, because you can raise your vibrations without necessarily deliberately changing your thinking or your emotional states. But those things should sort of, if you're raising your vibrations, those things should sort of follow along and be a match for your vibrations. Otherwise, your thoughts and feelings are going to be dictating what your vibrations are. And no matter what you do to raise vibrations, your thoughts and emotions and underlying assumptions and judgments may just keep pulling you down into that same vibration groove that you've been living in that was consistent with the stuff that's going on in your life right now. All right. Well, you're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff, and I'm going to take a break in a moment. If you have any questions or you'd like to come in and have your teeth checked by me in Issaquah, the phone number is 425-427-8899. You can reach the front desk, appointments@naturaldentist.com. All right, I'll be right back after this break.
So how long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I know, going to the dentist can be tough, but did you know that healthy teeth lead to a healthy body?
I know what you're thinking. All dentists are alike. They lure you in for the free exam or, you know, complimentary cleaning. And before you know it, wham, huge dental bill. And did you even need all that work? Well, why not try a different approach? Natural Dental Health Associates in Issaquah specializes in taking care of you. Their easy, no gimmick, honest approach to dentistry will have you forgetting you're actually in a dentist's office. And the best thing is, they're all natural. Yep, no mercury, nickel, or other harmful chemicals are used. Click on your media player now and get started on the road to better dental health today. Or call 425-427-8899. Natural Dental Health Associates is a proud sponsor of the Dental MD Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. Today I'm talking about consciousness and healing, and I'm going to relate that back to some dental experiences that people have. Try to think of whatever is going on with your health, any issues you have going on, any events that are happening, any things that have happened or malfunctioned that you are healing from, or looking at interventions to assist your body in healing. It is a process. It's an experience. It's sometimes it is the only way you would have found out about X, Y, or Z, or met so-and-so, or whatever it is, it sometimes what's happening is laying a groundwork of experience or information or contacts that will be necessary and important for something else in the future that you are going to be doing that you may not even know about yet. I try to look at each experience regarding my health or anything else as, you know, kind of an unknown. Like I sometimes people say, oh, it's a blessing. I don't know why yet, but I'm sure it is. And, you know, I kind of try to view it that way. Like, I don't really know yet how some of the things I'm learning in the course of my, of whatever it is that's happening with my health, I don't know how that information and that experience is going to come in handy later, but I do know that things that I did earlier in my life that I had no idea how those were going to come in handy later have been incredibly important to my life as a holistic dentist. There were things that happened that were seemingly unrelated, but that made a difference later in the way that my mind works is why when people ask me, when I first got out of dental school and people would ask me questions about mercury or fluoride, if I had only been reliant on what I learned in dental school about those things, then I probably would have answered these patients very differently. But because before going into dental school, I was well versed in trying on other points of view to see what works, what doesn't. And I became fairly good at keeping what works and letting go of what didn't. And then moving forward to the next thing with my new broadened perspectives on whatever, you know, I had gained from the previous experience. And that is how I learned to move from one experience to the next before I ever went to dental school. So in dental school, even though I suspended, you know, everything that came before consciously so that I could get through that experience in dental school and take on what they were telling me, learn it, take the exams, pass everything, get through it, get my piece of paper, there were some things that I believed before I went to dental school that I had to just set aside in order to do what I needed to do to get that piece of paper. But I always retained that preference for trying out other ideas, even in my imagination, just to kind of see where they lead a little bit before just offhandedly rejecting other people's points of view, questions, ideas, anything like that. And I didn't know that that way of managing my personal growth was going to be so important later as a dentist. Once I was out of school and I would have people asking me things that, you know, I was trained to just sort of refute and tell people, no, no, that's not true. And, you know, the ADA says this and the ADA says that. But that wasn't my natural response. So I would read whatever it was the patient had read. I said, well, why do you have those questions? What have you been reading? I'll take a look at that and then we'll discuss it. And that was how I got to read and learn about these alternative ideas, which aren't really very alternative. How alternative is it to have the idea that mercury is toxic and not good for you and shouldn't be in your mouth? Why is that alternative? That seems like complete common sense to me, but for some reason, if it's in a filling in your teeth, suddenly it's okay. Well, I don't know why anybody would think that, but it's part of the training and it's very intensive. That training we get as dentists is really, there is education involved. It's not like it's all training and no education. We are educated. We learn how to learn. We know how to do research and evaluate research. At least we're trained to do that in school. I don't know if everybody's like as interested in that skill as I am, but in school, it's not just education, it's also training, which is can be an entrainment as well. There's some portion of that is an entrainment where you are told the same things from the same conceptual philosophical viewpoint over and over and over throughout the years of school, and it is long. School is long. Dental school is 4 years after you've already got at least a bachelor's degree, and in many cases, people have master's degrees or other doctorates before they go to dental school. So it's a long haul, and it's a lot of years of entrainment, training, and education. So, as you are going through whatever the problem is, sometimes it's a very upsetting problem, sometimes it's minor, but has to be dealt with so it doesn't become something upsetting, like a tooth that's breaking down and has a sharp edge. Well, what's going to happen next to that tooth, and how soon do you need to do something about it? You know, that's why you go to the dentist and they tell you what's happening to the tooth and how vulnerable is it and what are your choices and how long before, you know, it's likely that the next phase of the breakdown will happen and how much will it cost and, you know, all the things you need to sort out in order to move forward with the solution of your choice, of your preference. Throughout all of that process, you know, there are some things that are more urgent, get your attention, pain, swelling, malaise, fever, really stops your routine so that you have to do something about it immediately. The, you know, there's a full range of ways these things can show up. So ways that you can get your background vibrations and thoughts and, you know, your personal thought soup. We live in the thought soup of our environment, our community, but you can develop your own thought soup that you live in inside of your reality bubble, which always kind of has a fuzzy edge and interacts with everything around it. And what can you do inside of your reality bubble to raise your vibrations and broaden your views on everything in a way that helps you move through quickly with all the learning and experiencing that you need so that you can get on to your next things in life? Staying open to the process as judgments come up or fear or anger or any of those emotions, well, you know, how you manage though that emotional stream during the process of discovery and management and solutions for whatever the health problem is, how you manage your thoughts and emotions as they surface. Are they going to get in the way? Is if a fear reaction comes up, is that going to stay with you in the forefront of your mind throughout your process? Or is it possible to just have a look at that and be able to release some or all of that, you know, as it's coming up? You know, some of that might be just a PTSD from a previous medical experience that or dental experience that was similar, or this reminds you of it. And that fear reaction or those thoughts and emotions you're having, they may not be directly related to the thing that's going on right now. But if you are not adept at managing those emotions and thoughts and judgments and opinions and all of that stuff, if you're not adept at managing those things, they may get in the way. You don't really want them in your healing boat going for the ride with you necessarily through the process of solving the problem and getting on with becoming healthier than you ever were before the thing happened, whatever it is. So managing those thoughts and feelings and all of that stuff that comes up as you go through the process, how do we learn to be better managers and in navigating all of those thoughts and feelings that come up? There are lots of ways to do that. Lots and lots of ways. Meditating is an obvious one. You know, meditation comes to mind. Meditation music, certain music. Apparently, And I shared this on Facebook just this morning. You can listen to music that is in certain frequencies that seem to connect us more harmoniously to the natural vibrations of the earth and the cosmos. And there are other vibrations that seem a little bit kind of chaotic or discordant with the base vibrations of our universe and our immediate surroundings, natural surroundings. And a lot of the music is apparently in a frequency base that is not particularly harmonious. So it's possible to find music that is deliberately in a key that's harmonious. So I thought that was quite interesting. And that would go a long way to helping soothe our vibrations if we're listening to music that's in accord with our natural vibrations and our connection with the earth and the cosmos. So look for that on my Facebook page, Dental Med Alliance is the actual Facebook page. So those are a couple of the things. Now, I'm going to take a break here in a minute. And when I get back, I'm going to talk about some of the other ways to raise your vibrations. And some of these involve not just music and sound and light, but devices that you can get that will assist you in the process of general raising of vibrations, which, you know, the thoughts and feelings that come up as you do that, it's probably a good idea to have training in managing the thoughts and emotions, and there are ways to get that training as well. Okay, I'm going to take a break here. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. And if you want to give the office a call, if you have any questions about anything I'm talking about or just want to make an appointment and get a dental visit in, call 425-427-8899. And you can also reach the front desk by email, appointments@naturaldentist.com. I'll be right back after this break.
So how long has it been since you've been to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know, going to the dentist can be tough. But did you know that healthy teeth lead to a healthy body? I know what you're thinking. All dentists are alike. They lure you in for the free exam or, you know, complimentary cleaning. And before you know it, wham, huge dental bill. And did you even need all that work? Well, why not try a different approach? Natural Dental Health Associates in Issaquah specializes in taking care of you. Their easy, no gimmick, honest approach to dentistry will have you forgetting you're actually in a dentist's office. And the best thing is, they're all natural. Yep, no mercury, nickel, or other harmful chemicals are used. Click on your media player now and get started on the road to better dental health today. Or call 425-427-8899. Natural Dental Health Associates is a proud sponsor of the Dental MD Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world, Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. Today I'm talking about consciousness and healing. And in the last two segments, I covered a bit about the journey, the process, what comes up along the way, how you can shift the way you think about things that will broaden your perspective and help you to move through it in the most natural and beneficial way for you. All right. And then in this segment now, I'm going to cover some of the other ways that you can raise your overall vibration. And the thought soup that you carry around with you and kind of live inside of, it is something that's constructed by all of your experiences in life from the very beginning and all of the people that have influenced you and your own natural innate vibration that probably as a kid had you saying, wait, I don't believe you. That can't be true. You know, the things that you like rejected as a kid that people were telling you, maybe even adults were telling you, you know, that when you were a kid, you did not take everything that everybody said and say, oh, yeah, OK, I'll do that. That must be true because an adult is telling me, you know, there were things that you took on and said, yeah, OK. And other things that you probably said, oh, no. That is not a match for, you know, my way forward. And I'm not going to believe that or, you know, follow along with that. Well, you know, you came into this world with your own mixture of readiness and vibration mixture so that you could navigate the things that you pre-selected as your experiences for this lifetime. That's my belief, and I went over that earlier. So what are the ways that you can just raise your vibrations? And I talked about certain music and frequencies that can do that. There are ways to use light, ways to use sound that can raise your vibrations, but it's a double-edged sword because there are ways to use sound and light to harm your body, harm your mind. It can be used either way. It can be used either way. And we have to be careful not to just blindly trust that something that says meditation music or healing music, you know, it may not be all that healing. It may be in a key that's completely discordant with your natural vibrations and what you need for healing. So it's important to understand that it's possible for music and tones and light frequencies that are maybe supposed to be healing. It's possible for all of these things to actually be in frequencies that cause harm. And so be on the lookout. Don't be too trusting. Just because things say they're going to help heal you doesn't mean that they are. And maybe the people selling you that or giving you that mean well, but maybe they don't know what the source was of those materials. So just be alert. Just be alert. Be discerning. Listen to your inner guidance on these things. So there are also devices. There are devices that incorporate sound and light, and there are devices that generate fields that are supposed to help with healing, different kinds of fields. We know that electromagnetic fields can be harmful to our bodies, but we also, I mean, it's the world we live in is there is an electromagnetic component. Just because it's got an electromagnetic field doesn't necessarily mean it's harmful to you. But if it's too intense or the particular frequencies and vibrational mixture is not conducive to biological health, you know, then it can have some detrimental effects, maybe not immediately, but over time. And a lot of this stuff is invisible. You can't feel it, hear it, see it, smell it. But we know it's there. Everybody knows there are electromagnetic fields. You know that there are radio waves passing through the room, your body, everything, because that's where our Wi-Fi is and that's where all the, you know, waves are that we're using for all our technology. Everybody knows this, even though they can't see it. We all understand that there are fields. Well, there are even other fields than the ones that we generally know about. And some people are now talking about plasma fields or magnetic gravitational fields. And this is something that I've been studying and looking into. There's probably a double-edged sword on this as well, where, you know, there may be some potential that if it's too much or too often or too intense, it's possible that, you know, that these things could have positive and negative impacts on us biologically. I mean, it's very important to understand these things before just exposing yourself to a field. Oh, yeah, this is going to heal me. But there is quite a bit of research now into these gravitational magnetic fields. If you're interested in learning more about this, the place to go is go online and look at Keshe Foundation. K-E-S-H-E Foundation. There is a wealth of information about magnetic gravitational fields. Dr. Keshe is a nuclear physicist from Iran and has done a lot of research on this and talks a lot about the science behind this. And he also developed some devices that create a field that he believes has healing effects. And a lot of the different kinds of devices that he has developed, he has made open source, the blueprints and plans for how to build these various things. And apparently they can do things like improve the efficiency of your electricity use in your home or apartment. They can create an environment that you can sort of be in the field in a device, and it there are reports of healing from fairly serious illnesses just by being in the device for an hour twice a day for a couple of months, that kind of, you know, like dosing, shall we say. And there are other devices that are like carbon-coated copper devices with coils that can temporarily or perhaps in some cases permanently alleviate pain. And these devices are available for purchase from the Keshe Foundation itself, or you can go online and go on YouTube and actually learn how to make some of these things yourself. So I have been studying this for a couple of years now, and I became convinced that there's some merit to this technology. I think that that the field it creates seems to promote healing. I haven't seen anything negative yet in the time that I've been kind of experimenting with these things and learning about it. And so I decided to make the products, these particular products, available. I'm not super organized in how I'm creating an inventory and selling it yet, but I'm getting that part going. But if you are interested in any of these things, or you want to learn how to make these things yourself, we're actually going to have some workshops that we're going to be doing to like help people see how to carbon coat the copper and how to make the coils and how to make some of these things to experiment with themselves at home. So if that interests you, Randy is available. I'm going to give you his cell phone, and he is going to answer your questions and help you to come and learn more. We're going to at some point be organizing some workshops where we're going to go through that stuff, and we'll show you what the devices look like, and talked about some of the research and what's online about these things. So here's his phone number. It's 206-799-3631. And yeah, you can ask your questions, and we'll give you some information about what we're doing and what some of the devices are. So that's one of the devices that I don't know if it's raising your vibrations. It probably is. These things that heal you probably are affecting your vibrational profile. But in the process of healing, a lot of times people have some emotional stuff that comes up. Sometimes the illnesses that we have and the health problems that we have are, you know, have an emotional component. So you might find yourself feeling weepy or tearful or angry or elated, or, you know, there's any range of, you know, laughing a lot, you know, for no apparent reason when these problems arise with our health, because there's a connection, a neurological connection with everything, including our minds and our emotions and our own energy field. And so in the next segment, I'm going to take a break here in a minute, but in the next segment, I'm going to talk about some of the other kinds of training that maybe, you know, you might want to avail yourself of that helps you to move through all of that thought and emotion wall that comes up that may seem to be in the way of healing at times. All right. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. And if you want to reach the dental office and have an appointment or consultation, the number there is 425-427-8899. And you can also reach the front desk at the dental office, appointments at naturaldentist.com. All right, I'll be right back after this break.
So how long has it been since you've been to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know, going to the dentist can be tough. But did you know that healthy teeth lead to a healthy body? I know what you're thinking. All dentists are alike. They lure you in for the free exam or, you know, complimentary cleaning. And before you know it, wham! Huge dental bill. And did you even need all that work? Well, why not try a different approach? Natural Dental Health Associates in Issaquah specializes in taking care of you. Their easy, no gimmick, honest approach to dentistry will have you forgetting you're actually in a dentist's office. And the best thing is, they're all natural. Yep, no mercury, nickel, or other harmful chemicals are used. Click on your media player now and get started on the road to better dental health today. Or call 425-427-8899. Natural Dental Health Associates is a proud sponsor of the Dental MD Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm talking about consciousness and healing, and this covers all dental and medical because a breakdown in your health can happen anywhere in your body, and your response to it from the beginning, from the discovery and the realization and the acceptance that something has happened or is happening, all the way to the final phases of healing and letting go and getting back to normal, your normal life, whatever that means, relative to how this ailment or illness or malfunction affected your life. From the beginning to the end, your thoughts and emotions and everything underlying that, opinions, judgments, memories, those things are with you the whole way and impact. Sometimes they impact the length of time that the experience takes to move through. And other times it seems like it doesn't. But how do you learn how to get better at managing, get more masterful, more adept at managing all that brain stuff that comes up, the emotions and the thoughts and feelings and opinions and judgments and just all that whole bucket of stuff? That stuff comes up, you know, for everybody. The question is, how adept are you at noticing it, deciding, choosing how you're going to manage that, and moving through that stuff, sifting through it, moving through it, releasing it, letting go of it, or keeping it if it's useful? How adept are you at that process? Now, there are plenty of self-help books out there. There's counseling, some more effective than others. One of the ways that I think is kind of a quick, it's not terribly expensive given the number of hours, but it's just an intensive course that's been around since the 70s that I took this course when I was 20, way back in 1980. And it did make a difference for me in how I manage all that stuff as it comes up. You know, there's always new levels of mastery. I'm not going to sit here and claim that I'm, you know, done learning that stuff. But and there's always new ways that these things show up when some new ailment or new experience comes up. All these old emotions and thoughts and opinions and judgments, they jump right up there and, you know, because the situation is different, you kind of see all those emotions from a slightly different angle. And so you get to make new choices about all that stuff, again, from a new perspective because the situation is different or the health problem is different or whatever it is. And this course has been around. It's actually a company that provides this education for this purpose, among other things. And it used to be called the EST Training, and Werner Erhard developed this, and now it is called landmark worldwide. I can't remember if it's .org or .com, but anyway, the first and primary course, it used to be 2 weekends, now it's 1 weekend. There, that basic course is called the Landmark Forum, and I don't agree with everything they do and say, but I will tell you that for 1 weekend, when you are done with that weekend and you look at things as they arise, because they do continually before the course, during the course, and after the course. The course is designed to bring those things up in kind of a rapid fire so that you get to see all of it. And in the course, you're guided to have a look at these things and choose what works and what doesn't. And actually, during the weekend, you get pretty good at doing this, or at least you see what your skill level is at doing this. And they provide you with a technology for looking at, managing, choosing, letting things go, that is very, very useful and very helpful. And that is the point of the course. There's no like philosophy given in the course. It's just this training in how to manage, how you manage these emotions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, opinions, judgments that are kind of swimming along with you, but that kind of rise up whenever there's an issue or problem that is a match for, you know, some of those old thoughts and feelings, etc. So we're lucky enough here in Seattle to have a center not too far away over there in Fremont. And you can go online and register, or you can go over there and you can go to a free introductory evening to get a taste of what the curriculum is like for the weekend, that kind of thing. And yeah, I have always found it useful, and I think that it helps people see, you know, all that stuff and manage all that stuff in a way that helps you move forward at the pace that you want to move forward. I mean, maybe you want to sort of stay and wallow in something, but it's your choice. You can stay and wallow and experience something if you choose to, or you can become good at noticing that that's what you're doing and making a choice about whether you want to continue to do that or not. And if you get good at this, you really can just kind of move through stuff at a pace that's a lot more exhilarating and far less troublesome and depressing than it could be. So I just wanted to bring that up as well as an option. I'm sure there are lots of other kinds of courses. That's just the one that I personally have been to and can kind of vouch for, that they really do that. I'm sure there are lots of other books and courses that can accomplish that same thing. And you can also accomplish it yourself without any help, just by your intention to become good at this. But having a little training and help is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. And it does save you some time. And life is short after all. So this has been my episode on consciousness and healing. I'm not relating it directly to any specific dental problem, but, you know, really anything that malfunctions in your body, or, you know, including tripping and falling and getting injured, or really anything that's going on that requires healing, requires your body to repair itself, or requires that you seek medical or dental professionals to help you, because an intervention is necessary in order to allow for healing. And I do believe in healing. I don't, you know, all these problems and ailments that are considered chronic that the medical industry would like to just ongoingly manage with medications or treatments over a long period of time. Some of these chronic, so-called chronic conditions, they would like you to understand that it's lifelong, that you're going to have that for the rest of your life. And I think messaging like that is unfortunate, and it's their belief system. They believe that. And, you know, what happens is any practitioner that thinks they can actually help you to overcome an ailment that the medical establishment has said can't be cured is, by definition, you know, labeled a fraud or quack. So watch out for that and try to just remain open-minded. I do believe in healing. And I believe that your consciousness and vibrations can assist you through the process. You're not necessarily going to avoid health problems because of having high vibrations, but you can certainly move through and heal at a pace that's much more exhilarating and so that you can get on with the things you want to do in life. Okay, you've been listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. If you have any questions or you want to give the dental office a call, that number is 425-427-8899. The front desk email is appointments@naturaldentist.com. And if you want to learn more about the Keshe technology products or interested in workshops, give Randy a call, 206-799-3631. Thank you very much for listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. I'll be back next week.